death. Huh.
What is it good for?
I mean, absolutely nothing. Other than, I guess, getting rid of people that are taking up resources that other people need.
People that are taking up space in the grocery line. I agree.
People eat my fucking pets.
Oh, hey.
Topical 3 weeks ago.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 585. You stole my Tyler Driblet. Maggot, do you know what the penalty is in this state for stealing another man's Tyler Driblet?
Death.
This isn't Iraq, son.
What?
Continuing the top quotes from the hit motion picture, The New Guy.
Oh, I forgot we were doing this.
The second most popular quote from that movie. Don't worry, there's only dozens more.
How could I forget about The New Guy? Yeah.
With DJ Qualls?
Yeah, someone?
Oh, I love me some DJ Qualls.
DJ Balls, am I right?
That's right, he's gay, so yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Me neither, but that's cool.
Like to think of him as an asexual anthropomorphic pet, like pencil or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Zach's here. He's got hot takes about DJ Qualls. So this is going to be a good show. Good show.
He's crushing it out there.
Crushing DJ Qualls, crushing balls.
Oh, my God.
What do you got to drink today?
I've got a Lindeman's Cassis Blackcurrant Lambic beer.
I had a Lindeman's
like
2 months ago or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got some wild yeast going on. Absolutely no indication of the alcohol in this whatsoever. Somewhere between nothing and a moderate amount would be my guess. I'll see if I can Google it and find it.
All right.
Well, speaking of crushing my balls, I have a beer that might be worse than having...
That's weird. It's weird that you would start talking when Zach hasn't even provided any tasting notes about the beer that
so
he
long
just to introduced.
Do, I thought I might just fill in a little bit.
I know. You would love to do that, Sam, but there's a goddamn...
I just
want to
talk about my balls getting crushed. Is that damn... such a crime?
please, there's plenty of time to talk about Sam's balls getting crushed.
Honestly, we're here for an
I'm
hour.
I'm being told it's 3.5% by AI Overview. I don't know if that means it's true or not. I'll verify that later.
Not even worth drinking.
The website's like, are you over 21? And I'm like, apparently, what does it matter? Like,
yeah, if it's 3.5, who cares? Give this to your babies.
This website says 4.0, so we'll call it 4.0.
Vaccination.
Yeah.
No, definitely. I mean, there's also like base. That's just, like, I mean, it just found the first thing about lambic beers and just said whatever. It is like dark red, like grape juice color, and it has a head of very pink, like bubblegum pink bubbles. It smells like Manischewitz.
Yep.
And tastes like I imagine if you ran Manischewitz through like a Brita filter twice. Like, it's nicer, but it's in that same, like, flavor family. It's, like, very, I mean, it's Cassis, but it's, like, very jammy kind of tasting. Yeah. Sweet, a little fizzy, kind of tart at the end. It's not unpleasant, but it's definitely more like a grape cider or something is kind of the, I would say, like, the headspace this lives in.
Sure. Well, Sam, I'm going to be nice to you, and now I'll let you talk about your balls. I won't make you go third, so tell me about crushing balls over here.
Thank you for not blue balling my balls about my crushed balls. This is from Speciation Artisan Ales, but also it says Untitled Art, so I'm not sure. Michelada.
Gross.
Berliner style ale with lime juice, Tabasco, and sea salt. I think this is going to be disgusting.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I might like that.
Sorry, Mexico.
Oh, he hates it.
He didn't even taste it.
He's building a wall right now.
Huh.
He does not like it. That is not a good question mark.
No, by the end of this, he's going to give it like a 7-2 or something.
I think the thing is, though, its whole deal is, I'm going to make you taste some whack shit. And I was like, look out, I'm about to taste some whack shit. But it doesn't taste like the whack shit it says. Like, I get a little bit of lime and a little bit of salt and no Tabasco. It's kind of just like a boring beer. I'm reminded of the episode of The Simpsons where there's the chili cook-off and Homer is one of the judges, and Flanders is insistent that he has a 5-alarm chili, but it's actually a 2-alarm, and it's just that he wanted to look like a big man in front of his sons. This is that chili, but a beer.
Gotcha.
What do you mean a long walk?
Got him. I understand this, having seen every episode of The Simpsons. Actually, I think I'm outdated now. I think they already fucking got me and put out more Simpsons, which I'm not going to watch.
They're always doing
it. Constantly. They won't stop. I'm excited about this beer today, folks. I have Eisenstock Olgerd Wee Heavy. It's been a long time since I've had a Wee Heavy out here. You know, we had Old Red Cease and Desist, which is a classic Wee Heavy back in college times. This one is only coming in at 8%, unlike the 10%. But that's okay. That's all right. It's there's no head on it. It's a deep red, kind of probably reminiscent of yours over there, Zach. Yeah, I'm smelling a lot of stone fruits up in that nose. Lots of stone fruits.
Any in particular? Any dried?
Any in particular? I wouldn't say any particularly dried ones. No, I wouldn't say anything like that.
I think the thing about Wee Heavy and how you don't see it much is a Wee Heavy is pretty much a Scotch ale, and I think that the Scotch ale is a more approachable terminology. So most Wee Heavies you see are called Scotch ales.
Yeah. This is not that heavy of a Wee Heavy, I would say.
So we both have Junior Baby Bitch beers.
It's a little bit. Like, you know, I can see, like, the smoky malt is there. Like, the alcohol is kind of there. But there's also, like, a sweetness that's cutting it that I think makes it a lot more approachable. Like, I was really expecting, like, a big, like, just, like, malt and alcohol kind of punch. And, like, those flavors are there, but not in the way that I would expect. So, that's the way it is. Sometimes that's the way it is, folks. Yeah, sometimes that's the way it is. I mean, I don't think it's a bad beer, but it's not it's not the Wee Heavy attitude that I was expecting. Let's get the best, maybe, article out of the way. Talking about things that were kind of unexpected, maybe, I guess. TheVerge.com. The Optimus robots at Tesla's Cybertruck event were humans in disguise. Or Cybercab, I think. So, like, I really don't like Elon Musk and Tesla and most of the stuff he does. SpaceX is pretty cool. They just grabbed a fucking launch cylinder. Did you guys see that? That was pretty cool.
I saw it.
Like, pictures after.
It makes Elon Musk happy, so I refuse to click on it.
I know, but it's rad. It's really rad. Like, I wish he just stayed in his lane with SpaceX, because SpaceX is pretty cool. But anyway, But I do want to give him credit where credit is due. Apparently, like, nobody was really, like, tricked into thinking these were actually, like, fully autonomous AI robots. Like, they were pretty clear about it at the event, I guess. But some tech journalists, or maybe just some tech tweeters or whatever, were like, wow, look at these Optimus robots. They're so advanced. And in reality, they were mostly being piloted by people.
Yeah.
And so I wonder how you get this job.
Oh, well,
Are you a struggling actor and you answer
I don't think so. I don't think so. So it's not like – no, it's not like they were – well, let me clarify two things. The reason this is connected to beer is because they were serving beer at this event. So I'm not just out here dunking on Elon Musk, right? This is a beer show. They were serving beer. They were supposed to be AI bartenders, but they were really people. But they weren't people in, like, suits. Right, they were being, like, teleoperated, like medical robots or bomb robots.
Oh, okay. So the robotics was true. Just the,
yes.
There was no A to the AI. It was just
correct. Correct. Yes.
I wish it was just a guy in spandex.
Yeah, just like
on your
He's one of them's got like a gut. Like, they didn't measure him right. He got sick and his brother had to go because it was like $800
Yeah. And they were... R2B5 is outside taking a smoke break.
They call him the Beef. R2B5, aka Beef. That's the robot that I want. I want Disney to make that robot in the next one. Just like a fat guy, like Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I feel
just call him Beef.
It don't matter. None of this matters.
None of this matters. Look what I did to my neck for you, baby. Anyway, Zach, I'm sure you have a lot of in-depth takes about this. What do you got? What do you got for us?
I just think he's like everything that he does. I think is so pathetic. It makes me sick. Just what a piece of shit. Just nothing but bad stuff for all time for old Elon.
Pretty much.
It's just
pretty
so
much.
Wild because I feel like 9 or 10 years ago, if you had asked me my opinion, I'd be like, I don't know much about him, but he seems like really cool, and I'm glad he exists.
Yeah, same.
Just like the more I've come to know about him, oh, you suck. You suck well, bad. If he just would have been mysterious, he could have been cool forever.
To be fair, he's been making worse and worse decisions. Like, he didn't start
out. The Filipino kids was the beginning. It was kids was the beginning of the end. You're like, Elon Musk just randomly called this hero a pedophile for saving a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Like he
I don't know this. What is this? What did I miss? Oh,
do you remember it wasn't Filipino, it was in Thailand. Remember when those kids got trapped in a cave because of flooding in Thailand? Yeah. And they Elon Musk was like, I'll build a automatic submersible that'll go in there and fucking save them. And then some divers were like, actually, we'll do a normal rescue that we're trained for. And he was like, yeah, you're trained for it because you're a bunch of pedophiles. And everybody was like, what?
What?
And there was no missing context. He just immediately called them pedophiles.
Yeah.
Was it that he has a savior complex and he wanted to actually invent a boat to save these kids? Because it's not about the kids getting saved. It's about them getting saved.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
But then the guy who saved them, just did the thing. He was like, oh yeah, I bet you're looking for kids, you fucking pedophile. It's like, man, you just saved 13 kids from this cave. What are you doing?
I kind of forgot about that. That's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know.
It kind of gives the lie to the whole cancel culture thing, because so many people have been canceled for so much less. Yeah, is it going to take to cancel this guy?
I don't know.
I'm not legally allowed to say on a platform, I think.
I agree. I'm well, it probably comes in millimeters, but let's
say. Sam's dick's talking about not going to help. Dick?
Oh, yeah. All right. I like this. yeah. All right. So, again, I don't think anybody was really tricked here. They were being, I guess, relatively upfront at the thing. But, why do it? Why not just have a normal bartender instead of, we have a guy controlling this robot bartender?
I feel like there was a moment where, Elon was just we're going to have them in the crowd. We're going to have robot butler bartenders. It's going to be sick, dude. And then they were like, oh, fuck. It can't do any of that stuff. We were thinking we would just show it walking over an obstacle course, how Boston Dynamics does it. And he's no way. I want it pouring fucking Hennessy onto a chick's boobs. And they're like, okay, all right. Well, we're not going to be able to do that. He's like, well, fake it. I don't know. Figure it out. And then they end up, this is sort of where it goes.
Yeah. No, it seems worthless to me, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It is cool. The RC car industry is probably salivating at this.
That's true.
If you can, with just the fine dexterity and motor controls, whatever they're doing to pilot these things is really sweet. I wonder if they have set programs of movement data that they feed it or not, or if it is more individualized. I think that would be neat.
Yeah, I wonder if these things could hunt you down on a battlefield.
100%. That's 100% of these. These are getting sold to the Russian army in literally 2 years. I guarantee it.
I want to see the crossover between UFC and BattleBots.
Oh, yeah. It's just robots breaking people's arms. Yeah. They lose to the robot every time. They basically just lose to the robot every time.
Well, I would do robot versus robot, I think, man.
Okay.
I think this robot wars a little more literally. Yeah.
Although I guess they're not going to tap out because they probably don't feel pain, is my guess.
Yeah, you could program them to feel pain.
That seems cruel. It seems psychotic to do. That seems actually psychotic. Like,
I'm just saying,
you could. A robot that experiences pain is just something like they should just sell from the FBI. And anyone who buys it, they just fucking throw in prison. They're like, yeah, the only get the fuck in here, you psycho.
We got him. Yeah,
we fucking got somebody. I'm glad we got him.
I just feel like this should be a pull quote somewhere on the back of the box of one of these robots.
Yeah.
It should feel pain, raves Tyler Dryblatt.
I don't like that being out there. I'm not sure about that. I didn't say it should. I'm saying it can. It could.
I'm horny for it. Feeling pain, raves Tyler
Dryblatt. Yeah, well, all right. That one's at least more honest. That one's at least more honest. I'm on the verge right now, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Yeah, right, for Edging Magazine?
Yeah.
Not for long.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys noticed, but I was gone the last two episodes. Crazy times. I was in Florida. Took a quick mid-hurricane trip to Florida. Suffered no ill impacts and left.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Did they accuse you of doing it?
As soon as they saw my yarmulke and tallis, they were like, yeah. We know who did this. Get your space lasers out of here. No, we went to visit Becca's brother, which was pretty rad. And then he was like, also, my friends and I are going to Universal's like Halloween Horror Nights or something like that. Have you ever heard of these things?
Sure. Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, it's like they make a whole bunch of like haunted houses and stuff at the park. It was really weird.
Sweet.
But we were there for like 10 hours. It was crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was absolutely wild. Some of them were cool. I don't know. Some of them weren't that cool. Spent a lot on booze.
It's just like it's one long haunted house, and it's like, you come in here, and the line for the bathroom, it will be long, and it's $18 for a corn dog.
It was scary how much a Heineken cost, I will say that. But, no, it was they had like 10 haunted houses or something like that.
Was it possible to feel fear by the end? Like, were you so fried? Like, were your nerves so fried by the end of it? You were just like, literally, you could attack me with a chainsaw and I would not blink.
I wouldn't say I felt fear at any point. There were one or two times when I felt startled, but that's different than feeling afraid. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's where I'm going to end it.
That's a pretty cool answer.
Yeah, I never feel fear, bro. Try me. But I saw some gators.
Greg Coppolo. It's just fear, man.
It's just fear, man. It's just fear. That's right. People are people, bro. I saw some alligators, not at Universal, just at a county park. That was pretty cool.
Shit.
Yeah.
Sweet.
They're just hanging out. You know, I scanned those bitches into Seek.
Nice. Got them.
Hell yeah, I got them. So that was cool. Sam's going to sit there fucking slack-jawed. He's always like, why don't you have content? And I'm giving you so many avenues of opportunity, and you're just like, oh, yeah.
That seems fine. Right.
Here we go. All right, I'll jump in here. I'm this gator
In fairness, Zach asked you a follow-up question. You gave him nothing for it.
He just gave me manly confidence. That's enough. Surely that's enough.
Yeah.
What fear did you feel? Oh, I didn't feel any fear. Okay, great.
Not at all, dude.
I didn't feel
fucking
any fear.
Rock solid, dude.
I felt startled. I think that's true. But being startled is different than being afraid.
Okay, how was eating the alligators you found?
I love gator. I love gator. And I did get some gator bites while we were down there. It's definitely top three meat for me. I was very happy with that. Oh, yeah, big time. Have you had gator before?
I don't know that I have.
It's delicious. It tastes like chicken with a pork consistency.
I think that that's accurate. I had it once 20 years ago, but that feels right to me.
It's great. I love gator.
I think, like, was there any part when you saw an alligator that would make you think, yeah, I want to go fuck with that? Because I feel like based on the internet videos I see, thousands of people every day are trying to fuck with alligators.
I know. No, absolutely not. Like, these ones weren't even that big. You know, they were probably like 4 feet long or something like that. But there's nothing about it that's like, this is going to be a fun, pleasant experience for me. You know, it's just like armored and like tooth and clawed. And even if it doesn't do anything, like, that's not a cuddly being to hang out with, you know? Like, why are you going to poke it? It'd be like, oh, that feels like tree bark. Cool. Could have poked a tree.
I feel like looking at one, even as, you know, a relatively smaller one, it'd be like, oh, my whole head could fit in its mouth.
Yeah, definitely.
All I need to know about that creature.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't think it could have, like, death rolled me or anything like that, but if it had bit any part of me, it would have been significant puncture wounds.
Man, he's so confident. What happened to this guy? He's never scared.
I know for a fact. Death rolled by an alligator.
They were small. They were just small.
Me, dude.
No, nothing could death roll me, bro. I'm fucking bowed up. I'm bowed up.
I've been hitting the old rowing machine in my basement, and I'm feeling rock hard right now.
Well, you know, you guys were making fun of me when I was blasting out the old hand exerciser here. But me and my fellow greasers, you know, in between tuning our hot rods, we've just been getting the swole on this hand exerciser. So,
I want listeners to know that his hog is out and he is talking. All of that was euphemisms for masturbating, like 100% of what he just said. The greasers, as for you, were just out there.
Up it somehow and started making him talk. I don't know what the bottom hole was he put his hand through.
He said tuning our hot rods, which again means to just jerk off. Just thought that he whole interlude.
Do you think if you were uncircumcised, you could make it into like a sock puppet?
I wouldn't know. It's so far from my area of experience.
It's true.
I don't really know what the movement is.
Well,
I had to assume.
I had to ask this crowd because it stays in the
You might as well ask, you know, fucking Mary.
I don't want to ask Boris, and he's like, oh, yeah, definitely.
I was going to say, let me text Sam Adamson.
Yeah. It gets too real in that case. It gets too
real. You might as well be asking Mary right now. Like, it's like, I do not know.
That's true. Well, here's an article that I feel like we have to talk about, but there's not that much content to. From PorchDrinking.com, 2024 Great American Beer Fest Awards results. Now, it has every fucking award on here. We're not going to go through that. But they shout out a couple people. Highland Park Brewery, 4 gold medals. So that's good. They also got Brewer of the Year. Highland Park, never heard of them. Anybody ever drink any Highland Park?
Is that
maybe
that's a neighborhood of LA, is that right?
I believe that is correct. Let's see, Highland Park Brewing, yep, LA, Los Angeles, very good.
Yeah, never had it, never heard of them.
Yeah, but they Brewer of the Year. Apogee from California as well also took home 4 medals. And got a Brewer of the Year. How are there 2 Brewers of the Year? I don't understand that. Anyway, Grand Fur Brewing got 3. Brewer of the Year. There's just a lot of different Brewers of the Year. 3 medals. Rip Beer from Huntington Beach, CA. Damn, a lot of California. 2 golds and a silver.
Just different categories like sizing or something
like that? Yeah, I think so. And Sun River Brewing, 3 medals. So, a lot of West Coast represented on there.
Oh, yeah. There, it's 2024 Brewery of the Year Awards, and it's like 0 to 250 barrel, 251 to 500
right.
barrel, et cetera. So it's all just size-based. I have been looking through the 2024 winners list, and it tells you who got the gold, silver, and bronze and how many entrants there were in each category. And so I definitely have just been trying to scan through for – which had the
fewest non-alcoholic
entries. It looks like category 201 Tannic Cider only had 29 entries.
Tannic Cider, gross.
Let's learn what that is and how to make it and just you know, bang out a bronze for next year. That sound good to you boys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Big the time. Amber to Dark NA beer had 9 entries.
Oh. And then just be Yerman for all I know.
And the non-alcoholic Oktoberfest from Octopi / Untitled Art got silver.
Nobody will be surprised to know that Smoke Beer only had 62 entries. You sons of bitches.
I mean, 62 is more than a lot of these.
It's more than Scotch Ale. It's more than Imperial Stout.
Hey, this is funny. I've had one of these gold medal winners, I believe. Where'd it just go? Fucking, shit. Well, never mind. It's not fun anymore, so never mind. Never mind, everybody. Yeah, historical beer, 54. That's fun.
If we were a better podcast, we would have a couple of weeks in advance, like, drafted some breweries. Yeah. Like, fantasy.
Oh, that's fun. Sour Ale, 19? Only 19 entries for a sour ale?
It makes me wonder if there's, like, a...
There's a fruited sour that had 165.
Huh. Oh, here it is. Munich Style Helles. The gold was Helles by Von Trapp Brewing from Stowe, Vermont. I think I had that on the show, in fact.
I'm on it.
I know I've had it in my personal life, if nothing else.
Yeah, Sam can take homework to see if we've had any of the gold, or how many of these gold beers.
Nothing called Von Trapp. Oh, wait, did I spell Von wrong? Is it V-O or V-A?
V-O.
Then no, you have not had it on the show.
Well, I've definitely had it in real life.
I said you had it on the show.
I know, and I'm saying...
Left Hand Oktoberfest, I feel like I've had in my personal life at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. This is pretty crazy. Well, good for these people for succeeding and doing something good.
Yay for them.
They've done it. Also, I like that this article didn't waste a bunch of time. It's basically just a big list and then some pictures of some of the brewers.
That's true. They did get right to it.
Tristan Chan could have wasted our time, but yet again, porchdrinking.com, although it sounds like it might be a slur, crushes it again with the article. I don't like saying it out loud.
I know.
No evidence that there's racism. Maybe it's a dog whistle, but if it's a dog whistle, it's one that I don't really understand.
It's purely like that N-word that means something like someone who's being cheap or miserly that we can't really say anymore.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know the word you're thinking of and what.
It's giving me that kind of vibe. Like, I don't think there's anything bad here, but the optics aren't good.
Category 58, German Sour Ale. That makes my butthole pucker up.
37.
Let's see what Category 69 was. Category 69 is Irish Style Red.
Nice.
Good job. Coppermind from Denver Beer Co.
It's crazy how some of these really don't have many entries. I know Sam said it, but like now I'm looking at it and thinking about it.
Ooh, Allagash Triple, second in the Belgian Abbey.
And then Pilsners just have like hundreds of entries.
Let me guess, PBR one?
Yeah, definitely.
They got that blue ribbon they got to defend. Yeah, West Coast IPA had 292. I was like, there's got to be a million of those fuckers.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Audio Poison. You know what's not? It's games. It's not the game you hate. It's
hooray!
Thank God.
We're back again with the Brewlywed games. Give my best to your significant others, your respective significant others, because I forgot that I had to do anything for the show until like 4 hours ago. They both got back to me very quickly, and I appreciate that deeply.
I'll let them know.
There's not really a segment.
I'll let both of them know.
Yeah, what? Wait, what?
I said I'll let them know, like, I'm talking to anybody but Becca, but anyway.
All right, so just to run these rules down, because we haven't played it since February. I texted them each 3 booze-related questions about their preferences and what they think your answer would be also. So there's 3 questions. The first 2 are worth 2 points apiece. Like, what would they say about you and what would you say about them? And the other one is sort of an amalgam, so it's only worth 1 point because it's weird and I wrote it poorly. Zach, you're the guest. Do you want to go first or second?
I'd go first.
Okay. The first question is favorite breakfast/brunch drink.
Okay. So I think Holly's favorite is a mimosa, and she would say that my favorite is a Bloody Mary.
2 points. She also chimed in that you both love a beer back.
Yeah, if that were a drink, that actually might be her favorite brunch drink, is if I go someplace that'll give me a Bloody Mary with a beer back, she'll take the small beer and drink the majority of it.
Nice. I love a beer bag too. I don't feel like that's a thing I've had in Bloody's outside of Wisconsin. I don't know if that's a
I
culture.
agree.
But it's a nice little treat to go with your little treat. Tyler, the action is to you. Same question.
I'm going double mimosas.
Mine is a mimosa of any kind. His is prob also mimosas.
Yeah, baby.
So tied up at the deuce.
Yep.
Back to Zach. Favorite whiskey subtype?
Ooh, okay. So mine, I what mine is, and I'm hoping she said mine is Scotch. And I would say hers is, we can only really buy Scotch or bourbon. I think hers is bourbon, although I don't know if she really cares a ton.
I just realized she contradicted herself in her text, so I'm trying to unpack it now.
Okay.
Okay, I'll read to you what she said, and you guys can help me judge.
I feel like I got 2 points. Yeah, go ahead.
Oof, this is tough. I'm torn between Scotch and bourbon. Maybe he'll say mine is bourbon, and his is non-peaty Speyside Scotch. And then in a follow-up text, ugh, but I really like Scotch. I feel like she said Scotch for both of you, but I'm not actually sure.
She never really answered the question because she said, I think he'll say bourbon, but I actually like scotch. So,
She's saying she likes Scotch, so I'm going to say she likes Scotch.
okay.
Okay.
Is that 1 point then?
That's 1 point then.
Same question to Tyler.
Well, Becca doesn't like whiskey. Was that her answer?
IDK that either of us really have one, but
Oh,
and she
shit,
did
ass.
give real answers.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Dang. I truly have no idea. I don't even really like whiskey that much. Here's a question. Are they subtypes or are they brands?
Types.
Oh, really? All right.
You a rye man? What are you?
I don't know.
Boy.
These are actually subtitles. Yeah, let's say rye. Sure, let's say rye for me.
Okay, and for her?
I don't know. Just straight bourbon, bro.
She said bourbon for both.
All right, well, I'll take a point.
All right, tied up at three. Going into the final round, I'll just let you know that the first time that this game was played, Zach won 5 to 4.5. And the second time, Zach won 4.5 to 2.
Oh, damn. I got slaughtered.
So 3 to 3, pretty evenly matched. And the scoring on this one is going to be a little bit jazz.
Okay.
The first drink you had together. So the first time you guys were drinking, what did you each have is the question.
Okay.
So I guess I'll do a point per. One for what you had and one for what she had.
Okay, so the first night we met, we were in a country western bar.
Oh,
And
okay.
so, yeah, we were in the one with the mechanical bull. So I'm
Nice.
assuming that we were both drinking beer because I vividly remember Holly spilling a Miller Lite on herself when we first met. She went to check
Wow.
what time it was and spilled an entire Miller
Cartoon
Lite down the front
styles?
of her shirt. Oh, legitimately, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in real life.
That's awesome.
So she told me about the night you met and the first date you went to, but I think the night you met is what the question's actually about. I think we were drinking something really shitty like Coors Light.
Nailed it.
You said beer. Not only
He
that,
said Coors.
did you say Coors?
I said Miller, I believe. I said Miller, I
Oh,
believe.
I was gonna give it to you. I'm sorry.
But a little icing on the cake here. A separate text after I was done asking her about this, she said,
he's definitely going to tell you I spelled on myself the night we met.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
It was so funny.
That's awesome. So double points for Zachary over here, huh?
Yeah, the best you can do is tie here, Dip, because he's up two, and the most you can get here is two.
I am.
If he ties, can I try to guess what she said for our first date?
You can. It won't be for any points, but I think that would be
okay.
I'm almost positive that it was a drink of my own creation called the Dryblat, which was like a mango rock star, I think.
She said she had the Dryblat in his goblet.
Yeah, the green goblet.
Listed three ingredients. Mango rock star, two more.
It was mango rock star, gin, and orange juice, baby.
Yeah. That's the Dryblat, which is what you had.
Yeah.
She had a screwdriver. So she says, at least.
All right, whatever. Well, Zach wins then.
Good job, Zach.
It feels good. And I do feel like it's just fun to play this game because I like seeing how well Tyler knows Becca. I think it's always really fun. Like, I'm legitimately impressed sometimes because you'd be like, yeah, I don't think she understood this question. I'm pretty sure what she said is this, even though that's not a valid answer.
There's He'll like be another like, layer 100%. Of the game he has to play.
He's playing a totally different game than me. It's awesome.
And what did Holly have to say about your first date?
I'm pretty sure I took her to the Rustic for our first actual date, which means I definitely had like a whiskey and squirt. And I assume I made her also have one. But I don't know if I bought her vodka soda.
First actual date was at Rustic, so I'll assume those were whiskey squirts, is what she
said. Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to self-sabotage.
You were self-sabotaging because you didn't yet realize that you deserve to be happy. And I'm glad that you've grown out of it.
Oh.
Thank you.
So cute. Oh, boy. So, well, that was a good one. That's one of the better games that you have, Samuel.
Yeah, that's why I rarely do it.
That's fair. That's totally fair. Speaking of things that are good, not our next article. From brewbound.com, Jack's Abbey parent company to acquire Night Shift Brewing. That's it.
So we could talk about this more in depth, and I'm happy to do that if that's what people want to do. But I got another email from Tim if we want to just talk about that instead.
Blessed be Tim. Of course we should talk about that.
This is a much shorter email than his last one. But this email is titled, Try Atomic Pumpkin, You Fool. apparently it's not a clove spicy pumpkin beer, but an actual
pumpkin beer. Oh, interesting.
So obviously that's very interesting to me, although I'm that into pumpkin, but I think he knows that he's like, what's the back door to say right. Like pumpkin beer, and it's hot peppers. He also sent me an adorable photo and video of my dog that I tried to share with Tyler and I crashed my computer earlier, so we're not going to get that much. But also, I got to drop something in the chat real quick.
He's going to crash his computer again. I want to let
everybody... It's just a URL to a book.
I definitely want to let Tim know that I did win that Seek challenge. So, I mean, not in terms of overall observations, but in Uniques, I crushed it.
Uniques is what matters.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's too easy to game.
Too easy. What is this?
Now,
he cured himself of Lyme disease using his mindset.
What?
Now, so this is a book that Tim wants specifically Tyler to read. He said, can we get Tyler to read this book? And he refers it to the Snuggle House Guy's book about curing Lyme disease using his mindset. But this doesn't look like – to me, there's only one Hop House guy, and his name is Lonnie, and this is not Lonnie at all.
You mean the Snuggle House guy, yeah. No, this is not Lonnie. This is Matthew David Hurtado.
Maybe he was, like, the business end.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I guess you have to read this or else you're not allowed back on the show. That's what Tim said.
Is that what Tim said? And why why does he want me to read this? Just because he thinks it's, like, the Lonnie's thing?
I don't know. He just said, can we get Tyler to read and then this book?
All right.
So we'll, this is how we interact with Tim. Tim sends us an email and we reply
on the show like this.
And then he sends us another email. So let's say, first of all, Tim, is this which Snuggle House guy is this? And also, why do we want Tyler to read it?
Does he talk about the Snuggle House? Is this where is that when he went bankruptcy? Is that the beginning of the book? Or is that his back in his rise? He was like, he had a quick jaunt over in the softcore companion business and then right back into it, rising to the sky.
I think Snuggle House, if this is a Snuggle House guy, I think this is part of his rise, because he cured it and now he claims he's a successful businessman making seven figures. So,
wow. Well, then he has enough money to reopen the Snuggle House.
I don't know.
And all it took was moving to Zimbabwe and taking any job at all.
I'll look into it. It is $16 for a paperback, but I'll look into it, Tim.
I mean, in the past, you 7 years ago or something said you were going to do NaNoWriMo, and you didn't do it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I participated in it. I just didn't, do a good job.
Sure, you. I shouldn't say you didn't do it. I should just say you failed at it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, you failed at it.
Yeah.
And in the subsequent years, I've tried to bully you into trying again, and you haven't. Maybe because you're such a failure. So maybe a good kind of middle ground will be: can you, over the course of November, read this book?
Oh, I see. Maybe this is going to get me into the world class mindset I need to actually complete NaNoWriMo.
Mm-hmm. National, not really a novel reading month. For time.
In Bookvember, you're crushing it out.
Sure, big time.
Yeah, so that's all we had to say about the Jack's Abbey thing.
All right, cool. Well, good. Shit, I had something else. I lost it, you guys. This Wee Heavy is really, it's messing with my brainium. That's not true. That's not true. It's fine. Oh, something I didn't mention about our trip to Florida. Sam's going to love this one. Don't worry about it. Becca's brother, one of the friends that was going to this thing with us, was this dude who is, I guess, a diabetic and also an alcoholic, because he was drinking literally 100% of the time we were there and, getting smashed, fucking smashed.
And does he just have to be raw-dogging insulin the whole time to keep his balance?
Well, funny enough, he didn't do whatever he was supposed to do, because I guess he had some sort of diabetic event and they had to call the paramedics. But we were in a different we got a hotel suite for this thing, and we were in a different part of the suite, and we just didn't wake up. Becca and I, we were just asleep for the whole thing, and they came and responded and treated him and left. And then we woke up later and we were like, oh, what was going on?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Wouldn't it have been weird if you woke up and there was a dead body in your room?
Yeah.
Oh man, if you woke up,
he was gone.
And didn't quite remember how you got to bed. Do you start jumping to conclusions?
Maybe I did it.
No. See, because the guy it was the end of the night and his little thing started going off and he's like, oh fuck, my blood sugars are not good. And we're like, oh, are you going to be okay till we get back to the hotel? And he was like, yeah, I'll be fine. And so we got back to the hotel and then Beck and I went to bed and I was like, oh, I'll assume he'll just drink his apple juice or whatever he has to do. And no, I guess
a load of insulin.
Too much sugar. This was too much sugar, Tyler. How do you not understand this?
Whatever. I don't know. His levels were fucked up. But I was like, I assume he'll do whatever he needs to do. But I think
he's a go-gurt filled with insulin. Yeah. And that'll be fine.
Instead, I think he just kept drinking and then went to bed without doing anything. And that's why he had some sort of diabetic thing.
Interesting idea.
Yeah. So, no, if I woke up and he was dead, I'd be like, oh, I know exactly what happened. I mean, this is now bad.
He killed himself.
But I certainly didn't kill him.
That's wild.
Detective, he gave you all the clues. It was that he's diabetic and he wouldn't stop drinking.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's refused to take care of it in any way.
Yeah, this is not a CSI exactly, you know? There are a whole bunch of gnats in this Wee Heavy.
Oh, bro.
I don't mean you're taking him out. You're like, I'll finish this. Put him through a coffee filter. You got your three knuckles deep into that beer.
I'm getting it. Don't worry about it.
How long have they been? Did they come out of the can?
No, no, no. I've been having to wave gnats off this thing for a while. I had a clementine earlier, and
he's talking about his dick again.
Does this thing smell infected to you? Yeah. Also, I think he might have pooped his pants, but I'm not positive on that. I'm not positive on that one.
You think he pulled the Paul Pierce? Like, he pooped his pants and he was so embarrassed he pretended to be having a diabetic stroke.
No,
and
no, then no.
That way the paramedics came and they're like, oh, he had a stroke and he pooped his pants. And that's
no.
He just really pooped his pants.
I 100% believe. That's a conspiracy I 100% believe. That's like the one conspiracy I immediately – actually, there's two conspiracies, and they both revolve in people being embarrassed in public. Where I went, yeah, I immediately believe that he just pretended to be hurt instead of
having to poop his pants. I assumed it was a cramp, and he was embarrassed that it was a cramp because cramps aren't very manly.
No, he crapped his pants. And the other rumor I believe to 100% no proof is that this kid I went to junior high with had one ball. Without evidence, I was told that he had one testicle. I went, 100%. That's inscribed on my heart. I'll never not believe that.
But no.
He walked too balanced or something?
What?
No, he just had that vibe. I don't know. I could see it being Hitler-esque.
Hitler-esque.
He wasn't anything like Hitler. I don't want to make it seem like he was a bad guy. He was completely innocent in this. He wasn't even involved, honestly, in this part of my life. I was just like, yeah, for sure. And I internalized like a definitely a not true fact about him that I never brought up with him in person.
No, but this guy, I should have been more clear. The pooping was on a different night than the cardiac arrest. So the first night he showed up, clear. Yeah, and he got real drunk. And then the next day he was like, oh, I don't know where my clothes are. And I'm pretty sure he just shit in his clothes and got rid of them.
And he hid the evidence. I lost my clothes.
I'm pretty sure, uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If one of you guys had one ball and I tried to nickname you Uno, would you be on board for that?
No.
Probably. Like
we need some sort of one ball-based nickname.
I don't think
I like nicknames about my own personal flaws, you know?
All right, well... Tyler, don't tell him about that thing we call him.
Yeah. I think, Sam, when we met, if I was like, oh, by the way, I have one ball, and you'd have been like, oh, fucking Uno over here, I just would have gone with it, you know? Because
at that point, you were so desperate for friends. I could have called you Fitz Boy, and you still would have gone
with it. No, not where I was going with it. Because it's like weird and disruptive, like how I would tell everybody that I had a really small penis, because I thought that was funny, you know? Now I don't think it's anything referring to my own genitalia in public is that amusing, but when we met, for sure.
All right, whatever you say, Trace.
Nice.
It's Spanish for three, Tyler. It's Spanish for three.
Oh, I thought
three balls is the joke.
I thought like T-R-A-C-E because they're like trace amounts of my penis.
Exactly.
No, I got it right away. But if you had three testicles, I would call you the ball snatcher. And I'd pretend like you would steal them from people if you got too close. That would be a lord thing I would have done for you.
I would way rather have one ball than three. Like, really? Not even close.
Oh, I want three.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm just thinking through how the vasectomy went, and I'm like, would they have needed to have done more incisions?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they would have had to go at it. Yeah. So, maybe not. Maybe it'd still be like, maybe it all connects like a master tube.
I
mean,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about more.
I think it's a master tube.
More snips. Yeah. More snips would have had to be done, bro. Anyway, I think like three, that's getting dangerous. You're overstuffing. Like, the Lord meant it for it to be a certain size, you know?
It would be geographically challenging to like sit down. It'd be a little crowded.
Where are you gonna rest your penis? Is it gonna protrude over the third ball? Are you just gonna have like,
rest
a
on
monster,
top of the third?
Where am I gonna rest my penis? Oh, your mom's face.
Yeah. Rest. Yeah. Just it'll just stay perfectly tight against my pelvic bone like it always is. What do you mean? What are you talking
wrap
about?
Wrap around like a belt.
Listeners, let us know if you'd rather have one ball or three.
Yeah, Sam,
hit us in the comments.
Well, Sam, you're the tiebreaker here. What do you think?
I think it's three for never have ever reasons. Never have I ever had as few as two balls. And then everyone says, oh, I don't believe you, I don't believe you. And then you dump them out.
How many times? When was the last time?
You would dump them. They would clang like marbles on the table. Yeah. They didn't.
What was the last time you played Never Have I Ever? And like that's why you're getting three balls?
Like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, if I had gotten to show someone three balls 8 years ago, I would be riding that high to this day.
Three balls. It's too much, bro. Like, I'm not trying to play billiards over here. It's too much. You know?
It's too much. I just think it would be funny. Like, it's way funnier than one.
I guess. I mean.
I think also we should ask our significant others what odd number of balls they would prefer to
say. I'll text you what she says.
If anybody's given a seven, they got to go.
Yeah, it's like a really specific size queen, the one who wants seven balls.
Yeah.
Like, saves them for the rest of us, pal. You know, you can't just be running around snatching them up.
I want 12, and I want to put them in like the thing you get
even number,
from
Tyler. That's
no,
an
I want
even number.
I want 12, so I can put them in the thing you get from the grocery store.
Just an egg carton.
Yeah, an egg carton.
Oh, egg carton.
Well, I want to put them in one of those paper egg houses.
huts where you keep your eggs. I'd like to put my testicles in one of those.
You know, wouldn't you have to make a diorama for school?
Now, if you were going to have 12 balls, would you like them to go vertical like an Assyrian beard or horizontal like a nice mustache?
Oh, dude, a man of elegance with these these comparisons. I think I would like them vertical. Because horizontal, it would be so uncomfortable. Because they're all pushed right up against your legs when you're walking around. Vertical, I could maybe tuck them down a pant leg.
You couldn't wear a seatbelt if they were horizontal.
Oh, God. Yeah, you really couldn't. That'd be disastrous. If I had 12, I would get a couple removed just for convenience.
Yeah. Just a couple, though. Yeah.
Not all of them. Keep a couple in the chamber. I keep, like, four. We're going to double up.
Can you get a back scrotum just so you can swap them out?
Six-pack so I can tattoo life is what you make it to be. Well, this has been good, solid conversation for the last 10 minutes of this podcast. Only the best.
We didn't talk to Zach about what he's been up to. Our guest. We didn't talk to our guest.
I don't fucking care what he's up to.
I'll tell you guys next time.
Sure.
I already heard about the stinky village you went to visit or whatever on our other podcast.
Yeah, we went to the stinky village. Saw a man poop, looked right into his eyes while he pooped.
You know those AI robots that were pooping at Stinky Village? Those are controlled by people the whole time.
It was just a guy. That one was a guy in a suit, for sure.
All right. Well, who wants to rate their beer, huh?
Can I please go first?
Go for it.
I need to put this behind me. It sucks. This beer sucks. At its worst, it would be like kind of unique and yucky, and it doesn't even achieve that. This just tastes like a pilsner that you dumped a little bit of SpaghettiOs in. Which is this beer fucking sucks. I'm gonna give it a 2 and recommend it to someone who wants beer with SpaghettiOs in it.
Damn, that's horrible.
Me when I was 13.
You know, so I stopped eating SpaghettiOs because I stopped – well, one, because, yeah, I turned, like, 18 and I stopped eating SpaghettiOs. But, two, I couldn't go back from them for a while because I stopped eating, you know, red meat. But they've got SpaghettiOs with chicken meatballs now, you guys. And let me say, I've been going to town on some SpaghettiOs.
Really? Because I give SpaghettiOs to my children sometimes and will table scrap them a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like – wow, these taste like shit. Why am I feeding these to
why are you eating them
why am I feeding these to my kids?
Why are you eating them cold out of a child's mouth? That's not the way they eat spaghetti.
That's how Tom Brady eats.
Yeah. God damn. Anyway, I like SpaghettiOs. And I thought this beer was also pretty decent. It was Einstock Olgerd Wee Heavy, 8% ABV. Like I said, I wanted it to be stronger. I really wanted it to come at me. But, you know, it was still malty and kind of alcoholic, and I didn't dislike drinking it. So I'm going to give it a 6.5 and recommend it to people who, I guess, I don't know. Maybe all your friends just, like, only drink fucking big double-digit beers. And you're like, I want to be kind of cool, too. This is, you know, it says heavy right there. It's 8%. It's not the worst you could do.
Sick.
Zach?
Yeah, I had Lindeman's Cassis, a blackcurrant lambic beer. I liked it fine. It was fine. I got this one just because I saw it, and I've had it now. And I don't know, no strong feelings. It wasn't bad. It reminds me of, like, if you wanted, like, the red wine version of summer shandy, it's this.
Oh.
If that's your white wine, this is like your red wine summer shandy. It's sweet. It's a little bit more like stone fruity, kind of that juicy berry kind of flavor. Little bit of fizz. So yeah, a little pleasant amount of fizz. This would have been gross if it were flatter. I was glad that this was pretty reasonably carbonated because it would have been really nasty otherwise. I'm going to give this just like a 5.0 flat. And I think if you like shandies, this is like a way to like class that up one notch.
All right. Yeah.
And would you rather have three stone fruits or just one stone fruit?
One big stone fruit.
That's a question.
Yeah, that's
three balls
a question.
Or
would
one
have,
huge ball.
Right. Like 12, like, you know, like pebble sized testicles in there, or just one like orange size?
Definitely the pebble sized ones.
Yeah, I think I got to go pebbles on this one.
Just because I don't want to get socked in my tetherball size testicle. I'd like to be able to wear pants, not kilts.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
There you go.
Somehow the worst thing that's been said on the whole episode, which has been full of really bad shit.
Speaking of bad shit, you know what you're drinking next time, Samuel?
Better than this.
Better than this. All right, cool. Well, Zach, thank you. I look forward to hearing about your escapades next time you're on.
Yeah, I'll get you later.
Yeah, sorry to Matt Damon. We ran out of time. Sam, I'll see you next week. Listener, like Zach said, if you want to let us know how many testicles are the ideal number of testicles for you, you can email us at
BruceDeTuesday.podcast@gmail.com.
It's obviously two, so you can't say two.
Or comment on links at BruceDeTuesday.com. But either way, don't let those testicles get you down. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes the beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes the shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. I gotta say, if they had told me, oh, a really standard part of a vasectomy is, like, one of your balls will probably fall out, and, like, it's no biggie, I would have been like, I don't need them anymore. They've done their job.
They've done their job. It'd probably be better to get them removed, right? Because you never have to worry about getting hit in the balls again.
No, there's got to be some effects about, like...
You don't have to wonder.
There's got to be some hormone stuff.
You could probably just take fake testosterone. How much do you even need anymore?
I have too much testosterone.
He's got that one grapefruit-sized ball down there.
That thing is hair poison. That thing's basically just shooting it. You might as well be on chemo with that big thing hanging around.